South Philly's 13th Street is alive with Christmas displays, but some are worried about the car traffic it attracts. Alan Yu reports.
Teresa Ackerman has lived on the block for more than a decade. She and her son Ferris are showing me around the festive and playful light displays known as the Miracle on South 13th Street.
We're coming up on one of our other oldest residents on the block. They've been here.
Slide.
Yeah, the famous penguin slide.
Four penguins wearing little Christmas hats and scarves going down a slide. The house belongs to a family that has lived here for generations, more than 60 years.
It's more than just lights. The best part of my day is after sundown when you start to see all the happy children and families. And whether you live here for a long time or you're a brand new neighbor, you can always see something new. Everybody's always adding or changing things up or, you know, finding a way to make it more joyful.
However, there are a handful of longtime residents who are starting to worry about all the car traffic that comes every year. Beckett Woodworth and his wife decorate their house on this block every year. This year, they have two Christmas trees with presents and would like to see the tradition continue. However, he also says that it would be good if there could be some limits on car traffic when the lights go on, such as only letting local residents drive through. That happened recently during a large block party. Woodworth says that worked well, and it will be a good way to adjust to how the miracle has grown as an attraction since it started more than 20 years ago.
It's more and more popular. More and more people come, more trolleys, more private tours. Just because it was working fine for 20 years doesn't mean that the current way is the right way.
The residents who informally organized the miracle displays say they are not city planners, so they leave that to the experts. The police and fire departments say they have never had any issues with emergency vehicles getting through. However, a police department spokesperson said that traffic in the area is a, quote, nightmare this year because of construction on several streets close by. Alan Yun, WHYY News.